We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes, it is 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on WTIC News Talk 1080, and our next guest is a guy that just won't go away. No, I mean, I'm always pestering Jerry pretty much 7 days a week and trying to keep...
Oh, nice, Steve. I got up early for you.
You know, I can't even get Angela to do that, so you and I are really... You're doing great. You know, Jerry, tell us a little bit about... I know you've been working on the
Battlefield Cross.
That's the... I always have this problem. In fact, when I was looking it up online, I was looking at it a couple of different ways. The Battlefield Cross you've been working on for a while. So tell people what the Battlefield Cross is and what you've been going through to try to get it here to Andover.
Well, the Battlefield Cross is a soldier who passed away, you know, in combat in order to visit him and to pay respects, his platoon or company would go, and it'd be a helmet, a weapon, the boots, the dog tag, and that's what they would look at. Well, I had one made out in Minnesota, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I went out a couple of weeks ago, and I picked it up, and it was just a quick 3,050 miles round trip, and went out to the quarry and picked up a 3,000-pound block of black granite, and this is what the Battlefield Cross is going to sit on in Andover, Connecticut, at the Andover Veterans Monument Park. So with that being said, we got some real nice benches, we're going to have them engraved, we're going to finish the park off, and then we're waiting for the last load of brick that we sold for the walkway to help support all this. And it came in, and they did not deliver it where they were supposed to, which is my house. They delivered it to Hartford. Why, we don't know. So I went over to pick it up and found out that R&L in East Windsor, the transporter, had dropped our load of brick, 60 brick, and 40 of them were completely totaled. And these are all sold brick. So we have to reorder the brick. And now we're waiting for that to come in. We can finish the walkway. We can finish the Battlefield Cross. And it's going to look awesome. I'm really hoping that it'll be done by Memorial Weekend.
And we're on the phone right now with Jerry Wright, and Jerry is very, very heavily involved with just about everything out there in Eastern Connecticut. That's for the Veterans Park over there. But then he's all over the world running around with his orange trike motorcycle, getting things accomplished. And it seems like you're going nonstop. Now, are we just about set out there in Andover as far as that park goes, or are you looking to add more things to it? Everything. I thought when you got the Agent Orange monument out there, I said, okay, it's done. Then you got the highway you did out there, and you a bunch of other stuff. What have you been bringing out there in the last couple of years?
Well, the Agent Orange Memorial Highway, which is Route 316 right off of Route 6, that was really something to get done. The shout out to Robin Green, our state rep, for helping to get that through, and for Governor Lamont to sign that on June 5th of last year. That was great. But actually, we're clearing the other side of Monument Lane in of Andover, which is a short run road that runs up to our really nice museum that we have there. And we're clearing that out and making the area so that we can put a couple more benches in there. And if we have a nice ceremony again later on this summer, people can come and sit in the shade. There's all kinds of little things we'd like to do there.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Jerry, because, you know, you say things in passing. Now, you have a museum out in that area. What is this museum about? What kind of museum? I never heard you mention a museum before. Does that have something to do with Connecticut, or what's the museum all about?
The museum is pretty much all about, it's about Connecticut, but it's also about Andover. See, that was a whistle stop for the train that came through there, which is the Rails for Trails. And get that beautiful covered bridge that goes across 316. And here comes the train, stops, picks up the creamery there, and it picked up the milk. And so that museum is open maybe half a dozen times a year. It's really, we'd like to have somebody help us open it. But it tells the history of the area. And Scott, that runs the museum up there, Scott Yeoman, he does an awesome job. There's things in there that you can't believe that you'll see. And get a chance, you'll see the big sign out there, museum open. Oh, one other thing. Our Andover Veterans Monument Park was selected for the Tour of Honor. And the Tour of Honor is a group of motorcyclists from all over the United States and Canada. They contribute to that trip, $25 or $50, whatever it is. And they take pictures of different monuments all over the United States. Well, Connecticut has four this year. And our Andover Veterans Monument Park was picked as one of the Tour of Honor stops. That is really something to see.
Now, when do you think that's going to be, Jerry?
So April 1st till September 30th. And you go there, you take pictures. If you were to Google the Tour of Honor, you will see what to do and how to get yourself set up. And just go visit these veteran parks that have beautiful monuments, like the one they just installed. And a shout out to Gary Roy. I know you're listening today. Hope your back surgery is going well. And he did the Gold Star Monument there. And that's just another one that will probably be on the list for next year.
I tell you, it is something. And, yeah, shout out to Gary Roy because he had been working on the Gold Star Family Memorial Monument over there in Berlin for a long time. And, you and Gary both know, doesn't it seem a lot of times you do all the work, you kill yourself out there, you get it all done, and when it's just about to be finished, that's when all the glory hounds come around. They want a photo op. All those people that wouldn't return your phone calls. Remember those guys that wouldn't take your phone calls? Well, if there's a camera there, they're right up front, you know what I mean? You really have to have thick skin to put up with that and then see these people. I'll just say, it doesn't even matter whether they're, you know, business people, politicians. And sometimes they come in at the final moments. But hats off to you and Gary, because there's a lot of people that talk about these things, but you guys, you actually really get it done. And I know that Gary been putting off this back surgery for a long time. So, and then I'm sure he'll be out running around with his museum. What's going on with the Agent Orange right now, as far as where are we at, as far as getting bills passed, what's happening, and what do you need from people right now?
Well, it's always good to call your senator or your congressman in of any state and remind them that the Agent Orange Exposure Fairness Act, which is Senate Bill 332, is still out there. It's in the hands of the GAO, the General Accounting Office. They have to look at it and say, well, it's going to cost X amount of dollars over a period of years, but if we wait long enough, the Vietnam and Korean veterans will be gone, and we won't have to fund it. So right now, that's in it'll be September before they look at it, because it won't be long. They'll be going into the summer recess, and they'll be back home to their states, and they won't put anything on the floor. We can't get them to move on it. We've been, probably 3 years working on that bill, and it's still there. I mean, geez, it's still floating around to help the veterans with three of the 14 illnesses that the VA says we have, but we have to wait.
And what are the illnesses again, Jerry, if you don't mind me asking? I'd like to remind people from time to time.
Yeah, the three would be like chloroacne. They actually put Parkinson's in, so that's good. And bladder cancer and hypothyroidism. So, but they say that we were exposed and we have these illnesses, but we can't put in for it because we didn't do it 1 year from exposure and they didn't tell us about it for 8 years. So that's why Congressman Joe Courtney is trying to get eliminated that, yeah, there's 14 illnesses, but there's actually only 11. So that's all the VA will accept under compensation.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is crazy. And it's Senate Bill 332. Is that what it is? What it
yep.
is? Okay.
Yep. Agent Orange Exposure Fairness Act.
Okay. Yep. Agent Orange Exposure Fairness Act. Okay. And get a hold of your senators and all your representatives and everything everywhere and just say, support Senate Bill 332. All right. Mm-hmm. That's, I got to say something. A big shout out to Joe Courtney because I'm going to tell you, every time his name comes up, and this is not, I don't get political here. I'm not saying vote, don't vote or anything else. But when you see somebody in your state that really, really gets involved, no matter what it is, you're explaining it and 30 seconds into it, he gets it. We've got a woman who's going to be on with us in just a little bit. And her name is Lisa Dean. And she started a foundation called Demand Zero. And her son died a few years ago from fentanyl. So she got a hold of Joe Courtney and right away. Okay. I mean, I no matter what, when a politician really does what he says he's going to do and then surprises you by doing even much more than that, that's somebody that we deserve to have representing us. And I'm not going to talk about any other politicians or anything else, but I just know that his name comes up all the time, all the time.
Well, he puts his staff onto it. You know, I work with Sean down there in Washington. I call him up on the phone. Hey, Sean, what's going on with our bill? He said, boy, I've been contacting these people. So not only Congressman Joe Courtney, but his staff is so involved. And I'm sure he oversees them and says, you want Jerry to keep calling and bothering you? Then you better get this done.
Let's do it. Just do it the simple way. Don't make Jerry keep calling you. All right, we got to get out of here, Jerry. But again, Sprayed and Betrayed AO if you want to know what Jerry's up to and how you can help. And again, it's Senate Bill 332. Thank you very much, Jerry, for jumping on. And you can go back to bed now, okay?
I will do that, Steve. Thank you very much. And I don't remember your new dog's name.
Oh, yeah. Love to Zoe, man. That's okay. She's
Zoe.
Asking for you. All right. I'll talk to you later, man. Take care. God bless.
Take care.
We'll
God
see you.
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a quick break. And the 6:30 news is coming up next with John Silva on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.